Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, those five-star Amazon reviews may be too good to be true. We'll tell you how to spot the fakes, what you need to know about a measles outbreak in the New York area, and everyone's favorite aquatic daredevil is calling it quits.
But first, artificial sweeteners might not have any calories, but that does not mean they are healthy. A new study compared the effects of zero-calorie sweeteners like aspartame to those of real sugar. Researchers at the Medical College of Wisconsin and Marquette University studied the changes in groups of mice. They found differences to the animals' biochemicals, fats, and amino acids after just 3 weeks. Their results suggest that artificial sweeteners change how our bodies process fat and burn calories for energy, meaning they could lead to weight gain. One of the sweeteners, acesulfame potassium, was also found to accumulate in the blood and appear to damage cells in blood vessels. The study's lead author said, despite the addition of these non-caloric artificial sweeteners to our everyday diets, there has still been a drastic rise in obesity and diabetes. Sweeteners have become more popular as more people become aware of the dangers of too much sugar. Experts say moderation is crucial with both sugar and artificial substitutes. Right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend of mine, Nicole Petlides. Nicole, I'm hearing that Amazon is making it even easier to get your packages.
That's right, Richard. The trunk is the new mailbox. Amazon is launching a new service in 37 U.S. cities for Prime members that will deliver packages to your car. Amazon drivers unlock the vehicle via an app and leave the packages inside the trunk. The delivery is currently restricted to 2015 or newer GM and Volvo cars. Alaska Airlines is making it cheaper to fly the friendly skies. The airline is launching a basic economy service called Saver Fares. The no-frills tickets are non-refundable. Passengers will board the plane last and will be seated at the back of the plane. Alaska Airlines expects Saver Fares, which will go on sale this fall, to drive as much as $100 million in revenue in 2019. Want to work at the happiest place on earth? Well, now is your chance. Walt Disney World is holding a spring hiring event to fill 3,500 positions in the theme park.
And Nicole, what type of positions are they looking to fill?
Well, it might be hard to land the job of Mickey Mouse, but available positions include full-time, part-time, and seasonal roles within housekeeping, transportation, lifeguard, food and beverage, and many more.
All right, Nicole, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, thank you.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau addressed the country after a man plowed a van through busy Toronto sidewalks, killing at least 10 and seriously injuring many more. Authorities have the suspect in custody, 25-year-old Alec Manassian, and are not labeling it an act of terrorism, but do say it appeared deliberate.
Canadians across the country are shocked and saddened by this senseless tragedy and attack.
And New York State health officials have issued a measles warning for the tri-state area. The exposure spans across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Officials advise you contact your doctor immediately if you show signs like a fever, rash, runny nose, and a cough. And finally, nothing like a Canadian goose to really ruffle your feathers while golfing. This poor high schooler in Blissfield, Michigan, was attacked while walking the fairway. Bystanders say the only thing hurt was his pride. Now let's go to our friend DeBrat over at Dish Nation. She dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Brat, I hear Taylor Swift had quite a scare this weekend.
That's right, Kristen. We found out that a 22-year-old man broke into Taylor Swift's New York townhouse. He reportedly took a shower and was sleeping in one of Taylor's empty beds when the cops arrived. Taylor owns more than one property, of course, and is not currently living at this one. In more positive news, Ben Affleck got his entire film crew laid, honey. He surprised the cast and crew of his upcoming film, Triple Frontier, with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Over 500 people enjoyed the celebration that included fire dancers, a three-piece band, and a roasted pig on a stick. And some people are calling Tristan Thompson just that. As you already heard, he was cheating on his pregnant girlfriend, Khloe Kardashian, with multiple women. And now, Us Weekly is reporting that he was sending direct messages to girls on his Instagram and arranging to meet them in person. Oh, my God. That was this week's Dish, honey. I'll see you next time.
Yeah, Tristan might want to stay off Instagram. Thanks, Brat. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings.
Student loans are keeping many Americans from buying houses. 83% of people between 22 and 35 who haven't bought a house yet blame their high balances for college loans. This according to the National Association of Realtors. Almost 20% of people with student debt who apply for mortgages get turned down because of their debt-to-income ratio. About 8% don't get mortgages because of their poor credit. Students who ran up debt and then graduated during the Great Recession defaulted on loans because they couldn't find work. Those who can make their payments have difficulty saving additional money for a down payment. Analysts say buying a home with student debt is challenging but possible. Potential buyers should eliminate high interest debt before home shopping. Refinancing student loans can reduce the amount of interest owed. Some borrowers might qualify for federal programs to reduce their monthly payments. Experts say it still pays to go to college because graduates earn more over their lifetime.
A four-year-old dog named Whiskey has become an Instagram sensation, documenting her travels across Vancouver, Canada. Okay, so it's really her owner, Adele, doing the documenting, but Whiskey is the star and the envy of so many, posing on stunning mountaintops, canoeing through scenic lakes, and sleeping under the Milky Way. Adele said, "We hike, camp, road trip, snowshoe, canoe, and play with friends in the mountains around Vancouver. She's my muse, my best friend, and adventure buddy." Whiskey has her own Instagram account, My Whiskey Girl, with nearly 80,000 followers, where Adele describes her as a dog that thinks she's half human and half princess. And I'm gonna add 100% lucky to that description, because what dog, or human for that matter, wouldn't wanna go on all those cool adventures? And speaking of cool, here's a cool story. Your birth order can have a direct impact on your personality and also affect how well you perform professionally. Experts say a firstborn child is poised for success and best suited to work in a leadership position. A recent study found they are 30% more likely to be CEOs or politicians. Part of the reason is they have experience overseeing their siblings, which can translate into a professional skill. Middleborn children are usually good team players. Experts say they're usually relationship-focused and they'll likely do things very agreeably, which helps them climb the corporate ladder. And the youngest child has to deal with being the smallest and the weakest of the group growing up, so that can lead them to being the most rebellious. As kids, they can't use their size to their advantage, so many end up focusing on people's thoughts and motivations to stay one step ahead. The first known study on this topic dates back to the 1920s, and researchers have been trying to find specific reasons for these traits ever since.
A new report in the Washington Post alleges that many product reviews on Amazon are paid for. Paid reviews are banned on Amazon, but sellers are finding shoppers to write positive reviews on other sites like Facebook. Consumer experts say those reviews inflate product rankings and mislead consumers. And here's the thing, it's basically fraud. Yeah. Right, that's what it is. If you pay a customer to say something about a product that they don't naturally and instinctively believe, you are misleading a consumer and making them spend money on something without having completely honest information. It's fraud.
And a lot of people rely on those reviews.
Yeah, well, increasingly.
To give them a vote of confidence when they buy a product. There are ways you can, spot fake reviews.
Tell me how.
Important to know, if reviews are too good to be true, you know, like super dramatic language, that's one of them. If it mentions the full product name multiple times, and then also a 5-star review published the same day the product hits Amazon, it's just like, wait a minute, you didn't order that, use it, and have time to review.
Certain products like diet pills, Bluetooth headphones seem to be popular with not very accurate reviews. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a serious thing.
Okay, so look out for those signs. All right, according to a new survey, many millennials are going into debt just to keep up with their friends. Credit Karma found that about 40% spent money they didn't have in order to maintain appearances with their peers. Those expenses include experiences like trips or parties, as well as big ticket items like cars. And of that 40%, 73% kept it a secret from their friends.
That's tough math. 73% of 40%. I couldn't do that. It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the digital version of Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Look, it's a problem with Instagram, isn't it? It is. But here's what I would say. Never judge the interior of your life by the exterior of somebody else's life. What you do is you post these highlights on Instagram with a filter. You post the one time you went on a helicopter, right? But you don't post the row you have with your wife. You don't post your credit card getting declined.
Yeah.
But what you're posting is an exaggerated version of reality.
Absolutely.
So don't pursue what other people are doing on Instagram. It's not an indication of happiness.
Well, do you know why people are doing this? Why people are willing to risk their financial security? FOMO.
Yeah, of course. Fear of missing out. I have that. I suffer chronically.
Chronic
with FOMO. With FOMO.
Well, that's why people are doing it. They don't want to miss out. They don't want to look bad in front of their friends.
Yeah. But I do think that I'm learning about FOMO as well, which is you're probably not missing out. You know, you're don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know,
they're missing out too.
Exactly.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 46 Charlotte, launched in 2011, the nonprofit Servants with a Heart works to deliver highly nutritious, dehydrated meals to starving and malnourished families all over the world. Last week, students in Union County packed enough bags to provide over 50,000 meals for the organization. They also decorated the boxes with messages of love, 90% of which will be shipped to Nicaragua and the rest to those in need in the greater Charlotte area. Our next story from KTVU. While at the playground, a then unknown heart condition caused 8-year-old Sophia Montoya to go into cardiac arrest, and she was in a coma for 5 days. Now, on the 2-year anniversary of the event, she's reunited with the team who saved her life at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital.
It's a miracle to see a little kid just have an outcome like that.
Happy and healthy, the now 10-year-old Sophia is CPR certified so she can help others as she was helped. Our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. Sad news in water sports. Twiggy the water skiing squirrel is retiring her act after nearly 40 years. Yes, there have been several Twiggies, but the world famous routine has remained the same. And while some may call her an aquatic daredevil, one look at her life vest proves she doesn't take any chances. In fact, trainer Luann Best has dedicated every show to promoting water safety. But don't worry, retirement won't end Twiggy's story. Best has plans to write a children's book in the near future. A prom picture featuring a former NFL player, his daughter, and her date is causing controversy. It shows Jay Feely, a former kicker, standing in between the couple holding a gun. Now, of course, this comes at a time when gun laws and safety have come to the forefront of the national discussion. So on social media, of course, there are those who say, oh my gosh, this is just a funny joke. Then there are those who are saying, how dare he? Doesn't he understand the climate of today?
Do you think it's a funny joke?
You know, my dad has four girls. There's four of us. I forgot. Four girls. And, you know, I'm very...
Which one did you forget?
I'm very... I know, that's the question. I'm very used to the joke of, if you hurt my daughter, I'll kill you.
The idea is, she's going off with this guy to the dance, you know, be careful. Yeah. That's the joke, is it?
That's the joke.
However... It's not hilarious.
No, however, with a gun and everything, I understand fully why people would be upset about it.
I neither find it funny, nor am I offended by it. Just sort of, just neither for
me. He's indifferent, just in the middle of the road.
But he's put out a statement saying, I take gun safety seriously. The gun was not loaded and had no clip in it.
You know, he is an NFL analyst, so you wonder if this is going to affect...
I think it'll blow over.
You think so?
He'll be fine. Now to a health trend that's making headlines. More millennials are turning to preventative Botox to stop wrinkles before they appear. Statistics from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons show Botox is up 28% since 2010 among 20 to 29-year-olds. Fascinating.
Yeah.
I was reading an article, an interview with a surgeon that provides this service, and he's obviously trying to sell it. Mm. Their argument is that it's kind of better, the cure being preventative, to have this before you get the lines rather than trying to treat the lines. That's what they say. Does that make sense?
That's a big idea. But I mean, dermatologists for a long time have recommended, you know, starting Botox when your lines start to stick around. So if you smile and then you're done smiling and the lines don't go away, that would be an indication that, okay, you may be a good candidate for Botox.
I think the jury is out on the long-term effects of Botox. There are those people that say that it freezes your face. And maybe that's what it did in its early days. I assume it's got incrementally better, you know, over the years. I don't know.
But the thing is with Botox, once you start, you can't stop. You have to keep going and going. And it, you know, people
Little micro injections and keep doing it.
Yeah, it's like dyeing your hair, getting a facial, getting Botox. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just one of the things we do. So, all right. Well, you've heard of the honeymoon period, right? A time when a couple first meets, everything is so amazing. Well, there's a new study and it shows things can get even better after a couple's together for 20 years. So here's how it goes. Okay, when you're together, there's a natural tendency to be less happy for the first 20 years. It's gradual though, for the first 20 years. And then at 20, you plateau a little bit and then shoot up and you're super happy.
And do you know, I've told you this before, and you're not gonna like this, but there is a lot of scientific evidence behind this, surveys behind this, which show that married people are at their happiest before they have children and when their children leave home. So later in the marriage, the children go and you're reminded of what your relationship was when it began. Of who you were.
I am just like the odd woman out constantly when it comes to these numbers and statistics because I am blissfully happy with a crazy circus of a home with my kids running around.
You know when you go away for a weekend without your children?
Yeah.
You have that moment where you are reminded of who you are at your core as a couple.
Yeah.
What it was all about when you first saw each other.
You focus on each other.
It's very different. Yeah. It feels different. It's kind of exciting.
And maybe that's the thing that people need to focus on is just making that quality time.
Yeah.
You know?
So, such good news. I've only got to wait another decade until I'm happily married. A new survey shows exactly which age group is most stressed out by work, and it's not millennials. In fact, the survey from LinkedIn found that age group is actually the least stressed generation when it comes to their job. 57% of Gen Xers, those aged 37 to 52, said work stressed them out, the highest of any age group. For baby boomers, it was 52%, and for millennials, it was 44%. The study also looked at stress and a person's annual salary. Basically, the more money someone made, the more stress they had at work. Not too surprising, but what is revealing is that this chart that shows a drastic increase in stress for people making more than $200,000 a year. Experts say if work is causing too much stress, you should take steps needed to maintain a positive work-life balance and embrace the off button when possible for work-related responsibilities.
Studies show even women in their 20s stress about wrinkles. Wrinkles are often caused by a lack of moisture and elasticity in the skin, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal. Deep Sea Cosmetics Hexalin Elastolift Thermal Mask at a special 91% discount. Our faces are constantly exposed to environmental stresses. This Botox-like Hexalin mask uses vitamins to treat your skin and give you a tighter and younger look. Its unique thermal system helps open up pores to dissolve impurities and reveal a new layer of soft skin. The Deep Sea Cosmetics Hexalin Elastolift Thermal Mask retails for $550, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 91% discount. You can get this right now at shoptop30.com while they last.
A recent emergency on a Southwest plane was handled by one of the very few female pilots working today. Tammy Jo Schultz is a former Navy pilot and one of the first women to fly an FA-18 fighter jet. As a captain for Southwest, she successfully landed a plane after its engine exploded. The FAA says about 4% of all US pilots are women. By comparison, about 38% of doctors and physicians are female. Many say the biggest obstacle to a pilot's license is cost. Training at the Aviation Academy of America runs about $60,000. When they graduate, students have 270 hours of flight time, well short of the 1,500 needed to work for a commercial airline. They usually make up the difference by working as a flight instructor for about $37,000 a year. But the numbers could change in the future. Over 12% of student pilots currently enrolled are women.
Well, good to see that we're taking a step in the right direction.
Chef Bruno Serrato has been feeding hungry children out of his Southern California backyard for the last 13 years. He's been serving up pasta dinners 7 days a week since April the 18th, 2005, currently feeding more than 500 kids every day. His restaurant, the Anaheim White House, has hosted countless celebrities like Gwen Stefani and Derek Jeter, as well as politicians like President Jimmy Carter, but an electric fire destroyed it last year. Now rebuilt and better than ever, Chef Serrato's first guests were those close to his heart, kids from the Anaheim Boys and Girls Club. They were treated to a proper five-star meal. Named after his mother, the chef started the non-profit Katerina's Club, which helps fund the meals to underprivileged kids in Orange County.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's coming up on our next show. New research says one kind of fat is extra dangerous for your heart. And we talked to the autistic teen who built a giant replica of the Titanic. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe, have a marvelous day.